California's Santa Monica to consider fiscal emergency. The Southern California coastal city of Santa Monica is expected to decide whether to declare a fiscal emergency on September 9th as revenues continue to drop and sexual abuse payouts grow. City Council members will consider a resolution to declare a fiscal emergency, allowing the city manager to take steps to address the crisis. In an effort to better articulate the current fiscal distress faced by the city and to provide staff with an additional tool as we continue to pursue various budgetary and legislative strategies to address the city's current financial situation, the attached resolution has been prepared for City Council consideration, Acting City Attorney Heidi Von Tungeln wrote in a staff report. Located about 20 miles west of Los Angeles, Santa Monica is facing a variety of struggles, including a growing homeless population, recent business closures, and a rise in violent crime, particularly in the city's 3rd Street Promenade area. City leaders in May took steps aimed at revitalizing the city by creating a downtown entertainment zone to lure residents and tourists back to shop, drink, and eat. The new plan allows the public to drink alcohol outside in plastic cups. However, John Allais, co-founder of the Santa Monica Coalition, a group of locals addressing the crisis in the downtown area, told the Epoch Times at the time that they surveyed residents and found 86% of them don't visit the restaurants or shops because they don't feel safe strolling the streets or parking. Fiscal emergency. The city has faced funding problems since the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Von Tungeln's report. California Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order in March 2020 required the closure of all non-essential businesses, churches, parks, playgrounds, and beaches. In-person school was also halted for most public schools, with restrictions lasting for nearly a year. The effects on Santa Monica included a 27% decline in revenue for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. The city reduced its budget by about 24% in response and eliminated nearly 300 permanent jobs and over 120 temporary positions. The recent financial forecasts anticipate that the city will continue to operate a structural deficit for several years, and the city faces ongoing uncertainty that revenue projections may come in lower than expected, Von Tungeln wrote in the report. City services have not been restored to pre-pandemic levels, and many capital projects are still unfunded, said the report. The city also adopted a budget that amounts to $10.8 million more than what it received in revenue for the fiscal year that started July 1st. The city's uncertain future revenue is made worse by possible increased expenditures. The city has paid more than $229 million in settlements to a former city employee who alleged sexual abuse from 20 to 30 years ago. The settlements have been funded largely by reserves in the general fund and by borrowing over $52 million from various city funds, staff reported. This followed changes to California law starting in 2019 that effectively eliminated the statute of limitations for sexual abuse claims, according to the report. The city faces more abuse claims relating to the same former employee from over 180 claimants that are seeking several million dollars for alleged damages, the payment of which will be due in full when the case is resolved in court or settled, staff said. The revenue drop from the pandemic and court settlements has drained the city's general fund reserves to 61% of their pre-pandemic levels.